This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Chrisom deal came out of the U.S. House late last week, only to fall apart when it reached the Senate. Now congressional leaders and White House officials say they are ready to close in on a deal on a coronavirus relief package. They say that negotiations late yesterday on a $2 trillion arrangement will lead to a successful vote perhaps this evening. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin both saying they were on the phone with President Trump during the negotiations, and they both agree that a deal is now within reach. Earlier yesterday, Schumer and other top Democrats were calling the package, as it had been designed, a
large corporate bailout with no protections for workers and virtually no oversight.
The U.S. now cutting $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan because of the failure of a peace plan with the Taliban. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump trying to reassure Americans in the face of the coronavirus outbreak.
I want Americans to know that we will get through this challenge. The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound very, very strongly.
President Trump speaking at the daily coronavirus briefing at the White House, making the point that America was not built to be shut down.
But right now, in the midst of this great national trial, Americans must remain united in purpose and focused on victory. To every single American, please know that the sacrifice you're making at this time is saving lives.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Severe thunderstorms are expected to pound much of the South today, with heavy rain through this evening from eastern Arkansas to Tennessee, northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, and parts of Georgia. And there could be some tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
A key Federal Reserve policymaker predicting pretty bad things about the nation's economy. For one thing, James Bullard, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, says the unemployment rate could hit 30% this year as a result of the pandemic. And he says the economy could also see a 50% drop in gross domestic product in the second quarter of the year. But looking ahead, Bullard does say he would expect the economy to then start to rebound sometime later this year. Kent State University canceling the May 4th shooting commemoration because of the outbreak. University officials announcing that all 50th anniversary events have been canceled. A virtual program, though, is in the works so that the school can honor the four students who were shot and killed by National Guardsmen during a Vietnam War protest on campus back in 1970. And Amazon is trying to help keep kids entertained while they're in quarantine because of the pandemic. The company has made most of its kids' shows and movies free, from certain TBS shows to a list of nearly 100 family-friendly movies. To access all the free movies and shows, you just sign in with a valid Amazon account. And you can log on and check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, how you doing, America? You hanging in there? We're getting closer to this 15-day period of restrained social distancing, all those personal responsibilities, and doing our part in this war footing that we find ourselves on. I know many Americans are still reticent to believe that we are in the middle of a war. America has been attacked. And meanwhile, all the political correct, Nazis out there want to, change the narrative and come up with stories. I mean, they're just so unbelievable how China, all for the sake of, the racist card. I mean, I don't know when America is going to get over this disease and the sensitivity to racism. But it just seems that when everybody throws out the racist card, it's like one of the shanks in, if you ever played golf, it's called getting the shanks. You don't know where it comes from, but it stifles. It just shakes the whole mind and body. And you go, what happened? What happened here? And this seems to be the case with racism. I want to bring John Guandolo on right now. The president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area. John, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back on, Bill.
Well, interested to get your read on this. I think every time the race card is played, it puts America's psychology in some sort of trance or something, and we get goofy, and then the next thing you know, it's like we've turned over our minds to the mind controllers who come in and want to alter reality for us.
Well, right, and your intuition on this, I think, is right on the mark. This is another way to control the narrative for the Marxists and. When I say that, I include the leadership of the National Democrat Party, especially. And we see that through this recent legislation, through the comments that they have been making and through the actions they've been taking over these last couple weeks, it is not about dealing with the issue at hand.
Mm-hmm.
It is about driving a narrative and driving forward an anti-American coup against the president himself and against this government. That's what this is about. And until we, I believe, see it for what it is, then I think you're right in your opening comments, is that we're going to continue to go headlong down this road into disaster.
Mm-hmm. Well, the president has warned not to make, the solution, greater than the problem. And here it is. I mean, the Democrats are, they're thinking about other things. I mean, the Republicans, by and large, if we can split a delineation, I know that might be problematic for some people, but let's be reasonable here. Let's look at the fruit of the choices and what's being presented to the people. The GOP, on face, is offering immediate need to where it's needed, Main Street America, by, you know, keeping people covered for, you know, some additional period of time, maybe somewhere 30, 60 days, get them some money, get some money in the hands of businesses so they hold it together so that when we're ready to start up the engine again, we've got the businesses, we've got the people ready to go back to work because this is the backbone of our economy. But the Democrats can't help themselves. And I was really surprised, and I don't know why, John, but I was surprised that James Clyburn would be associated with the statement that he's now associated with. But, you know, this is the deal about stress. When you have stress points, it reveals a lot about somebody's inner character, one way or another. And for the Democrats, when they get stressed, they just figure, hey, this is an opportunity to progress our agenda here. And Clyburn says, this is our chance to move our vision forward, you know, to restructure things to fit our vision. Boy, that's quite telling, isn't it?
Well, right. And I want to point out, you know, if you look at the Democrat Party, the what they are trying to advance is Marxism, and the guide, the operational guide for them is the book Rules for Radicals. That is the Marxist revolutionary ideology, and I do not mean this in some kind of peripheral way. They are operating right out of this book, and their leaders, Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Obama, not only studied Alinsky, taught this stuff. So this is not something that's a peripheral thing. You have to understand, we are, as you said at the beginning of this, we're at war against people who want to fundamentally change the United States. And that's what this is, and this is the kind of war it is. You've got this 1,400-page piece of legislation, Bill, that literally that Nancy Pelosi is defending and quoting the Pope to do so, the level of insanity and disconnect from reality. But remember, they're moving an agenda forward, and they're not going to let any crisis go by without using it to its full effect. This 1,400-plus page piece of legislation that is all about imposing federal government mandates on small businesses based on people's skin color, based on using scientists who have the right skin color. And so we need as many brown-skinned or whatever color-skinned people doing the job instead of, at a time of national crisis, the most qualified people. This is just such a level of racism on the part of the Marxist Democrat Party and a policy that does not put the security and safety of Americans first, but puts diversity initiatives first. It would only be truly insane if they didn't have an agenda. That's why we know this is about putting their agenda forward.
Well, exactly. You know, in a lot of ways, this is reminiscent of 1964 again with LBJ and the war on poverty. They took advantage and they really started scratching an itch that nobody was scratching. Poverty was at about a 15% level. Interestingly enough, all these years and decades later, and some, I don't know, we're probably close to $30 trillion on this war on poverty, and the needle has gone from 15 to 15.1%. I don't care what you say, but that's a bad investment. I mean, when it's cost you more after all those trillions of dollars, and meanwhile, it just keeps on going. But this is what the Democratic policies have done time and time again. And whenever there is an opportunity where the America's vault is opened up, you know, there they are, the Democrats, you know, they come in with all the bag holders and they start pulling cash right out of the vault and, you know, just add to the deficit, all in the name of somehow doing a favor. Just like what LBJ, he dressed that up as, oh, we're going to do Black America so many favors on this war on poverty and we're going to have, but he used the N-word. He says, we're going to have blacks vote in Democrat for the next 100 years. Well, he's come pretty darn close to it. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, what are they offering? They're anting up, you know, the offerings and forget about, you know, free tuition. There's other free things in that 1,400-page document that she's put out. and upping the ante to where we're going to give families, up to $7,000? John, where's this money coming from? It's insane.
It's our money.
We got to go to break. We've got more from John Guandola after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, let me tell you, America, you've got to wake up to the fact that the Marxists, the enemies that are within our government, want us blind, boxed, and begging. Blind to the truth, boxed in ideology that keeps us separate and apart and becoming more like the un-United States of America, and begging, foregoing our own personal rights and looking to the government for all the answers. And you're seeing what's happening right now. Look in these blue states where all the problems, where a majority of the problems are going on. De Blasio is screaming up and down, and Governor Cuomo and Gavin Newsom in California, just two quick examples here. These are states that have been driven by Democratic and Marxist ideology, and they are the ones in desperate need. They cannot wait to get to the teat of the greater government and our treasury in order to make up for their ill-founded and messed up policies that have them so vulnerable right now. And I'm talking about individuals. These are fellow countrymen who have been victimized and have been caught in this trap door, John Guandolo.
Well, that's right. And I want to nail down a couple points here. I want to tie a few things together. You mentioned about the war on poverty with Lyndon B. Johnson. And of course, that was never intended to win the war, quote unquote, on poverty. It was meant to expand federal government influence because that's what Marxists do. And if you look at the progressive movement, Woodrow Wilson, Lyndon Johnson, Barack Obama, the three biggest key players in the last 100 years, we look at what Democrats are doing, what Marxists in the United States are doing right now during this crisis. What are they doing? Well, you got Democrat Marxist mayors in places like New Orleans, Chicago, elsewhere, banning the sale and transportation of firearms in violation of federal law and in violation of the Constitution and our unalienable rights, by the way.
Exactly.
That is the kind of thing that's happening that has nothing to do with dealing with this crisis, but it has everything to do with the kinds of things that Marxists and Nazis always do, which is to strip the people of their ability to protect themselves and destroy individual liberty. And that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And that needs to be, I don't know, it is amazing to me that there hasn't been a flashpoint here in the United States. And I'm glad there's not, because that's actually not the road forward. But it's amazing to me that there hasn't been, that Americans have been so lulled into having their rights stripped from them by leaders, and they're just taking it.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, we've had this discussion before. America's been conditioned to this point. I mean, it's been a gradual, that illustration of the frog in boiling water wasn't immediately boiling. It was all gradual, to use that analogy. And this is what's happened to our country. We've been dumbed down. This is snuck upon us. We the people have believed and have given an enormous amount of faith to our elected officials, to the Nancy Pelosi's and Chuck Schumer's and the Barack Obama's of the world, to look out for the people's best interests. But Barack Obama makes statements like, we're going to fundamentally transform America. Well, for me, that was a big, warning signal. I'm going, okay, we're going to change to what? In much the same way that Nancy Pelosi in her bill, or in the summary, I thought even the media picked up on this, but they didn't say anything. There was $200 billion in that allocation of their wish list for various domestic priorities. Boy, what a catch-all term is that. If that isn't loaded with a bunch of pork, that has so much pork fat just in that sentence that, it'll clog your arteries.
Well, that's right. And when you remember, when we collectively, listening to our voices here, remember that her objective, Ms. Pelosi's objective, Mr. Schumer's objective, the Democrat leadership, the Marxist leadership in America, their objective, and when I say that, I want to remind the audience that I am not flippantly calling the National Democrat Party Marxist. They are Marxists and communists as a matter of fact.
Yes.
The 50 most easily identifiable Marxists and communists in the U.S. House of Representatives are all Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Right.
So that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Americans are having an amazingly hard time grasping that in the midst of this issue with the coronavirus and the public health issues, that what they are doing is using it to seek greater power and strip Americans of liberties. That's exactly what they're doing. So, of course, they would create a bill that creates a situation where they can support their biggest voting blocks, where they could advance their agenda, and where they could load up on paying off their cronies for support. That's
exactly
what this is all about.
Yeah, I mean, $35 million to the Kennedy Center, what is it, same-day voter registration? What does this have to do with the coronavirus? Eliminate U.S. Postal Service debt?
Federal responsibilities.
Exactly.
Where does it have to do with federal authority given to the federal government and the Constitution?
Oh, and to your point about the cronies, let's not forget the labor unions. Let's throw them a big bone. Let's increase the leverage that labor unions will have.
That's right. And, of course, what's that? That's exactly what I'm talking about. This is about supporting people so that they will support their power, the Marxist/Democrats' power base, because it's all about control and power, control of the state and power.
Well, they're buying the people's vote once again, and it's interesting. It isn't coming out of Nancy Pelosi's pocket or Chuck Schumer's or Barack Obama's. Oh, no, not at all. It's coming out of our own treasury. They're using our money, to forward their objective and their vision. I mean, it's quite clever when you think about it. And, I go back to what you said earlier in terms of the impingement on our Second Amendment right that is taking place, that these Democratic governors in these controlled states are doing to our Constitution, and the impact that this will have on our national security. John, law enforcement clearly says that we need an armed citizenry. They cannot do it all themselves. I mean, when you think about it, isn't an armed citizenry our first line of defense to our national security plan and outline?
Right. The Declaration says it. The Declaration, the ideal for who we are, lists the only duty for American citizens is to shrug off tyrannical government. The right to revolution is inherent in the Constitution. And we have the unalienable right to defend ourselves and therefore the right to bear the tools to do so. And we've got a massive Marxist movement primarily led by the American Democrat Party in the United States. And, of course, we have a massive Islamic movement here as well that during this coronavirus is advancing as well and being totally ignored. And these are the reasons that our founders knew that Americans needed to be armed. It's not for hunting. Mm-hmm. It's not for target shooting. It's to defend ourselves against the likes of the leadership of the Democrat Party, like Mrs. Pelosi and like the Democrat leaders across the board.
Exactly. And John, interesting, when you look at the timeline of what President Trump was doing at the end of December and January in assessing this threat of coronavirus, and he moves quickly to shut down the airport, shut down incoming flights from China, which he was called a racist for doing, a xenophobe. And even Dr. Fauci said that, that was a brilliant move. And I think that we're going to find out after the fact that many of the decisions that Donald Trump has made and will make have truly been in the best interest, that if we would follow his lead and support what he's doing, hey, look, we like everything, John, we win together and we lose together. And this is what it's coming down to, is that we've got to follow the right leader. And he happens to be in the White House right now, in my humble opinion. John Guandolo, the president and founder of Understanding the Threat. John, thank you as always. Appreciate the time, buddy.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a bipartisan deal came out of the U.S. House late last week, only to fall apart when it reached the Senate, now congressional leaders and White House officials say they are ready to close in on a deal on a coronavirus relief package. They say that negotiations late yesterday on a $2 trillion arrangement will lead to a successful vote perhaps this evening. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin both saying they were on the phone with President Trump during the negotiations, and they both agree that a deal is now within reach. Earlier yesterday, Schumer and other top Democrats were calling the package, as it had been designed, a
large corporate bailout with no protections for workers and virtually no oversight.
The U.S. now cutting $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan because of the failure of a peace plan with the Taliban. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Socialism doesn't work because it removes human incentive. And we actually need incentives in our lives. I mean, we engage in economic activity, we produce things, we work because there's some kind of reward at the end. That's basic human nature. Socialism goes against that basic human nature, believes we don't need incentives at all. So it actually believes that a few altruistic individuals will do all the work with no rewards at the end. Now, of course, that's not true. That won't actually happen. So how does socialism actually achieve its end goal? Well, it forces people to work, takes their wages, infringes on their freedoms, makes people do what the government wants them to do for the sake of the commune. It never actually works. It always ends up in despair. And that's why Ronald Reagan fought so hard against the Soviet Union to end the scourge of socialism. And we should too.
That's Republican Dan Crenshaw out of Texas, who gave a great summary in about 60 seconds of what socialism is all about. And of course, we're seeing it more and more for those of you that have gone to the store, and all of a sudden you're seeing empty shelves and going, hey, well, what's going on here? Of course, a little bit different, but you get a little preview of what socialism could look like. And you're starting to see what's happening in our hospitals that so easily that our services could be overrun by something as tragic as this coronavirus that we're dealing with. By the way, we're going to be talking with the congressman in the coming weeks. He's got a new book coming out called Fortitude, American Resilience in the Era of Outrage. Some brilliant stuff in his book, and it's going to be a super opportunity to be able to have a conversation with him. Right now, Jason Pye joins us. The VP, don't worry, no coronavirus, just choking on some saliva here, okay? You know, Jason, anymore, if you cough or sneeze, or if you're out in the public, you have to have a disclaimer ready and make sure, first of all, if you do cough or sneeze, that you're doing it in your sleeve. Otherwise, boy, the people will be on you right away. There's no doubt about it, the sensitivity that we're having to deal with, right?
Oh, no kidding. I mean, this morning I woke up to my wife coughing, which mm-hmm. That's not abnormal for her. She coughs a lot anyway. Right. She's a former smoker.
Right.
But, this is like, are you okay? Like in the last, since about Saturday we've been doing, since we're quarantined out.
Right. Exactly.
We're doing a lot of cleaning and I've spent a lot of time last night painting a spare bedroom that I've turned into sort of a music room and, mm-hmm. Kicking up some dust in that room last night, just, getting it ready to go. I was starting to sneeze a lot, So
yes.
It's,
And she's going, hey, you got the virus? Here's a mask. Do we have a mask? And all that good stuff. That's crazy. Jason Pye is the VP of Legislative Affairs for Freedom Works, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And Jason comes on whenever we can get him, when he's not, painting the house and, playing music. It's good to have you with us here, Jason, to talk about, what our country is facing right now in light of what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have in mind in, forcing their vision upon the people by taking advantage of the crisis that we're in. Instead of coming alongside and helping us, all they can think about is their own agenda and let's forward our bill and let's start throwing pork into this situation that America has been fearful about. I thought it was interesting that one of the things that they outlined, I tweeted this out last night, they said $200 billion as they were breaking down the 1,400-page summary here. They noted $200 billion in various domestic priorities. Now, a statement like that has all kinds of meaning. And that, you talk about a dog whistle for progressives. Boy, I'll tell you, they're jumping up and down and barking like you can't believe.
Oh, no. I mean, there are things in this bill that have literally nothing to do with the current crisis. I mean, we're experiencing a pandemic that relates to, a virus. I mean, and they have stuff in there about airline emissions or
yes.
airplane emissions.
Well, and $35 million to the Kennedy Center? Like what, all of a sudden, was the Kennedy Center going to be turned into a hospital or something for, people who get the disease? I mean, did I miss a memo or something?
No, I mean, that's a great question. Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff in this bill. I mean, diversity on corporate boards is another thing mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with the current crisis.
Right,
it's like taking Rahm Emanuel, who basically said, "Don't ever let a good crisis go to waste." That's here we are, and Democrats are trying to do exactly that. Look, I don't particularly care for the Republican bill. I think it spends $1.6 to $1.8 trillion. That was even before the new negotiations started between Mnuchin and Schumer, so we're probably likely going to reach $2 trillion. I think it spends a lot of money that, we're adding on a bunch of debt that, is just going to be passed on to our kids and grandkids, but
exactly.
I also understand these are extraordinary times.
Mm-hmm.
And that, we're going to have to help, and businesses are going out of business because through no fault of their own, and that people
right.
are suffering right now, and I understand that, I recognize that. But at least what the Republican bill over the Senate, which was co-authored with Democrats, were at the table
right.
the weekend negotiating.
Yeah, it wasn't a Republican-only bill that Schumer all of a sudden came up and declared and characterized it as being. I mean, what a big lie. Lie to put out there.
Yesterday's vote, I think it was the second time they tried to advance the bill and Democrats blocked it. One Democrat did switch, and that was Doug Jones from Alabama, who just, mm-hmm. He's vulnerable. He's up for re-election in a traditionally red state. He probably politically had to do what he did. But, I mean, Democrats, if they don't get to the negotiating table and finish this negotiating with Mnuchin soon, I mean, more of them are going to start to peel away because the political optics of standing by and fiddling while the country is literally burning is not
exactly
a good look.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are aspects of this bill I don't think are going to help people necessarily. And I'm talking about the CARES Act on the Senate side.
Mm-hmm.
Again, bipartisan in nature. That's how it was drafted. That's how it was negotiated with your rank and file Democrats in the Senate. I don't particularly think the checks are going to help that much. I think unemployment benefits, increased unemployment benefits probably would be more helpful because it's a consistent mm-hmm. revenue stream.
But to that point, Jason, I had this discussion. I've said this several times because it was 2 weeks ago when I met briefly with Senator Scott. I said, release the money, the people's money they paid into uninsurance, into unemployment insurance. You know, states are allowed to declare a state of emergency, so they have access, immediate access to funds and different things that will help them overcome an emergency. In a sense, I mean, that's what unemployment insurance is, you know, the comparative in a smaller way for the individual laborer, the individual employee. I mean, why do they have to wait 6 to 8 weeks? I mean, look at, we have, a very unique situation here with this virus, and the people need to have money. They need to have liquidity. They need to be able to pay their bills, put food on their table right now, because this is no fault of their own. And why do we need to, add more money to the debt when there are remedies available?
No, I mean, the unemployment benefits traditionally don't pay as much as you are making. So what the Republican or the CARES Act on the Senate side does is boost those employment benefits by $600 per week.
Right.
That helps people get through it. Hopefully this is only temporary, and people can start getting back to work as the economy recovers. Mm-hmm. Now, I can tell you, Bill, I mean, that's another thing that I'm starting to personally worry about is, like, is there light at the end of the tunnel anytime soon? Because we have something in the ballpark of 45,000 active cases.
Right.
Those are the ones we know about, you know.
Right, exactly.
You know, there are a lot of people who haven't been tested yet, and we really don't know what's going to happen as this progresses on. So we need to get the economy back up and running as possible. We need people that can practice.
It looks like we might have some remedy with the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak. Which is interesting. There's a guy in Florida said it saved his life. There were 16 people that went through a trial in France. 100% it worked. You know, so I don't know. Maybe there's some offing there, but I think part of the dynamic of getting people back to work and still dealing with this virus, boy, it's a tough decision to make, and the president is leading the way and cheering the forces here right now. Jason Pai, VP of Legislative Affairs for FreedomWorks, has been with us. Jason, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. You got it.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Well, America is singing. Yes, people out their balconies, I mean, they're housed up, getting claustrophobic and, you know, self-quarantining for one reason or another. I mean, more particularly because of, you know, being careful, social distancing and all as we deal with this war on this coronavirus that we're in the midst of. I want to bring on the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, with us. Now, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing this morning?
Hanging in there. I mean, thank God for this radio show. I'll tell you, I'd be bonkers otherwise. I mean, you know, it's like shades and memories of the one hurricane I got caught in. I mean, this is a California boy. I mean, we're used to earthquakes. Earthquakes come, they go, you know, when you're on the West Coast. Here, these hurricanes, like, go on for days. It's like the Super Bowl, and they're all being hyped up and, you know, getting people more and more fearful and causing them to run to the store and get more water and, you know, more toilet paper. And, of course, that's happening here as well. And some of the stores, I don't know about the stores there where you're at, but some of the stores are saying, look, we're not going to take the stuff back. If you get it, you own it. Yes, there's limited quantities. But if you keep hoarding, guess what? You're going to have, you're going to have toilet paper for your great-great-grandchildren. You know, it's gotten out of hand. So I'm glad that the stores are, you know, coming out with that policy, because that's the thing that amazes me every time a hurricane happens out here is people go, they go and hoard. And then the next day, I mean, after everything is clear, then they're back to, you know, whether it's Costco or Sam's or, you know, Walmart, and they're returning product and the store is happy to take it back. And it's just like, wait a minute, you hoarded all this water and all these supplies for yourself, not even thinking of your neighbor. I mean, and it's absurd, you know, the kind of stuff that's returned. But meanwhile, you got people who are like in Boston, they're sticking their head out the window, coming down the balcony, singing "Sweet Caroline," which is awesome. And there's other cities across the country where this is taking place. I can't remember exactly where. If it was Ohio, where the people are coming out and they're saying the national, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, which is a cool thing that is happening, how it is bringing our country together, because we know that united we stand. So, you know, cool stories like that that are happening.
You know, there's amazing stories all over the nation, and this has been a rough week for not just Americans, but people around the world. It's just, I think we're all kind of in shock about the major shutting down of everything we've ever. I mean, it's like nothing we've ever seen before. Even when I talk to my grandparents, they've never seen anything like this before. Even, I mean, I guess the most similar thing that they'd experienced is like during the World War II when they were, you know, children and young adults, and even still, you weren't locked in your house. It could be a very scary thing. And I think that it's amazing to see people kind of come together. That's kind of what you have to focus on to get you through it and give you hope that it's going to be okay.
Exactly. And case in point here, Sam, think about this. If we were a socialist country, if we were Venezuela going through this, what would our country be looking at right now?
That's right.
I mean, that's an extreme, but I mean, here we are. We're talking about socialism and throwing it around like, wait a minute. I mean, it's not even close. I have no qualms about capitalism. It can handle the debate quite easily. But for some of the people that really think that this is a possible way, I go, wow, you need to study the facts. And, oh, yeah, by the way, why don't you go down to the store right now and start seeing some of these empty shelves and you start getting an idea or be in need of some medical service and realize that you're in the back of the queue, that there are hundreds of people in line ahead of you who the collective has decided has a better, life potential. And the investment of goods is better served on them as opposed to you because you are in the twilight of your career and your productivity quotient to the collective is not as valuable.
And you know, one thing that I've noticed is like socialism kind of counts on the fact that people are not going to be good in themselves and help each other. And there's just so many stories to the contrary
exactly.
All around America and places all over the world, but especially here. This is when Americans shine and they step up and they help each other. We don't need the government to help each other. There's no, it just slows things down. It just slows the process down and it puts one small group of people in charge. You know, like a lot of these people who support socialism, they don't like big businesses. And I'm like, I can't imagine supporting socialism if you don't like big business because that's just giving even smaller groups all the power. I can't imagine why you'd like that. You've got to trust in the good of humanity and not assume the government has to do it for you. And,
exactly.
At times like this, we can really see.
And keep it in perspective in terms of big businesses, what they do. I mean, big businesses do big things. But 60% of the businesses in America, the backbone of our economy is small business. This is why the president is jumping up and down and putting a fire under the butts of our elected officials to say, look at, you know, if we're going to do this thing, if we're going to go in and help buttress up the economy because it needs a little help on a short-term basis, then let's get moving on this and let's do the right thing. But unfortunately, it's getting bogged down with, some partisanship interest. And, as James Clyburn, the Democrat out of South Carolina, who said that this is a perfect opportunity for us to restructure things to fit our vision. And he says that, and I go, whoa, we don't care about your vision right now, Congressman Clyburn. We care about everyday Americans right now who are suffering to no fault of their own. And this is, they need to have access to their money. This is our money. What's in the Treasury belongs to us. What will be paid out down the road belongs to us and our grandkids. I mean, you've already leveraged us to no end, and now that's not enough, but let's go ahead and pursue your vision for bigger government and bureaucracy as if that's in the best interest of the everyday American who's just sitting there going, look at, I'm worried about my, how am I going to put food on the table? How am I going to pay my bills? And you're worried about a bigger government? Are you kidding me? How does that match up?
I think it's really scary, and to me, it exposes who people are because
this is
desperate times. You know, we need, and you've asked us to stay home. You've shut down our businesses, and it is for the good of all of us. But we're saying we need help. People have to have food. Do you have to have money for food to get by? Right. You have to have money for all these things. Like we keep on living, and it's kind of sad to see politicians taking advantage of that. To me, if you wondered where their priorities were,
well, to your point,
shows it right then.
Yeah, to your point, exactly. It exposes them because on the other hand, you've got 4,500 retired doctors and nurses, signing
That's
up
right.
to rejoin NHS in just 48 hours. I mean, they are heeding the call. I mean, this is World War II. People coming out of their homes and saying, "I'm in." I'm in the Army now. And here they are, these 4,500 retired doctors and nurses stepping up in just 48 hours. I mean, this is amazing. Another story that you noted here is Carnival. They're offering the use of their cruise ships as temporary hospitals. I mean, I don't see Nancy Pelosi opening up her house and putting hospital beds into her house there in San Francisco. You know,
that's
I don't
right.
see any, where's the skin in the game from the politicians? Or are they just because they sit there and they're still being paid and there's no worry to them? I got to tell you, I think one of the congresswomen had an idea, and I think that you just stop paying these politicians. You say, until we get on the other side of this, you're not going to get a paycheck.
I think that's the least we should, the least they should do is give up their paycheck if they're asking everybody else and they haven't made a decision. Mm-hmm. That will help them.
Exactly.
Let's put the pressure on them a little bit.
Right. And then you got an Arkansas fire department providing free hot meals for truck drivers. I mean, these are communities at a local level organically responding and flowing to the need of the local community. And tell us about Lowe's. They got a huge donation that Lowe's, this is big, one of those big business things the Democrats hate so much. But let's talk about the big business of Lowe's. What are they doing?
You know, so Lowe's actually, they're donating $10 million in protective products to different hospitals around the nation. And that's been one of the big things that has been a concern during this pandemic is, are the healthcare providers going to have the protection they need so they can stay healthy and keep treating people, not just people with the coronavirus, but anything else? You know, when you've seen in other countries where they're getting overwhelmed, they're not right. Like suddenly these face masks and all these different things, they're becoming essential. You know, I saw down in Georgia where one of the hospitals that has had, they had 6 cases of the coronavirus or 6 deaths from the coronavirus.
Right.
And they were trying to get face masks just to protect their team. They were trying, these masks only work for a certain amount of time.
Right.
And
exactly.
Then they had to switch them out. So they were trying to order some from Mexico. Now these went from about 50 cents to $7. So when you see companies like Lowe's stop what they're doing and say, you know what? We're going to take this donation and we're going to, and then the home improvement company is actually, they're committing to $25 million of support for the needs of their employees and customers and community. So it's not just that they're providing to the hospitals. And there's no telling what a difference that will make because the longer these healthcare providers can work and the healthier they stay, the better off all of us are. Because, you know, all these other sicknesses that we get, they don't go away.
That's right.
Whenever there's a pandemic, you want them to be able to help you. And the country, you know, I know Trump enacted these wartime capabilities of himself, but he said he really didn't have to use them because all these companies are just stepping up on their own, and that's what makes
exactly. I mean, Ford willing to retool to build ventilators. I mean, wow,
yeah.
This is things like this. Again, big business can do big things. And
right.
I think it's very myopic of Democrats and those Marxists that want to think otherwise and somehow penalize them for being big. But yet they are the ones that donate the most. They help their employees the most. And, of course, we saw with the last stimulus, you know, they said, oh, they're just going to take the money and put it in their pockets. And then what were they doing but bonusing their employees, right?
That's
She's
great.
The good news girl, Sam Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam. Good job.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow.